Downtown Victoria businesses can now get up to $10,000 to improve their storefronts through a partnership between the city and the Downtown Victoria Business Association. The program was introduced last summer to help businesses with the cost of improving and cleaning their building exteriors, upgrading exterior lighting, cleaning or replacing exterior awnings and landscaping. There was a lot of interest, but the program requirements were too limiting, and no grants have been given out so far, said Jeff Bray, chief executive of the DVBA. The original agreement required at least 50% of a street block to participate, and it was difficult for business owners to get others on board. Council voted Thursday to allow individual businesses to apply for a grant of up to $5,000 from the city, up from $2,500 previously. Property owners are eligible to apply for up to $5,000 per commercial tenant with a street-facing storefront, up to a maximum of 6 tenants. The agreement requires business or property owners to cover at least 50% of costs, Bray said. The business association will match the city's contribution, which means businesses are eligible for grants up to $10,000. I suspect that this will up interest significantly, Bray said. The city has allocated $100,000 to the program, with funding granted on a first-come, first-served basis. The program is meant to help refresh and brighten downtown, where some areas are looking a little tired, Bray said. As the weather improves, businesses are more likely to want to take on outside projects such as exterior painting, awning improvements, gull deterrence and landscaping, and the program could see more uptake, he said. Ultimately, as we see facades looking fresher, it encourages others to participate as well, Bray said. Councillors voted unanimously to approve the changes to the program. Matt Dell said he was surprised the city was only providing $2,500 per business, and suggested increasing the amount to $5,000, which was supported unanimously by other councillors. It's just a little bit more of an incentive for buildings to get behind this because our downtown needs it so badly, he said. Chris Coleman said he would have been happy to see a higher amount, but this is a good step in the right direction. Esquimalt launched a similar program early last year that allows businesses to apply for grants for permanent improvements to storefronts, such as signs, awnings, lighting, windows and exterior surfaces. Businesses can receive up to $10,000 per street-facing side of the building, so a corner business could receive up to $20,000, said Holly Courtright, president of the Esquimalt Chamber of Commerce, which is administering the program. 4 applications were accepted last year and 1 was completed, while 2 projects have carried into 2024, Courtright said. 1 applicant decided not to continue with the project. She expects interest in the program to grow as it becomes more well-known. Regan-Elliott at TimesColonist.com To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com